getting to the bottom of it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. New York's Attorney General has subpoenaed Bank of America CEO Kenneth Lewis. Andrew Cuomo is investigating whether the bank misled investors about bonuses and losses at Merrill Lynch. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
The investigation focuses on nearly $4 billion in bonuses that Merrill Lynch paid to executives last December. That was right around the time the company reported a huge fourth quarter loss, and just before Bank of America took over. Portfolio manager Anton Schutz with Mendon Capital says the bonuses appear excessive, but he questions whether Bank of America could have stopped them.
Merrill Lynch guys wanted to make sure they took care of their own, and Bank of America doesn't technically control the company until the deal closes, so their direct influence is questioned until the time of the closing.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo also subpoenaed former Merrill Lynch CEO John Thayne. Duke University professor Campbell Harvey says the investigation into bonuses gets in the way of a bigger issue.
The $45 billion dropped by the American taxpayer on Bank of America, and we've got very little in return.
A Bank of America spokesman declined comment this morning. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
The consumer price index rose by 0.3% in January. Stocks are in negative territory again today. The Dow is down more than a percent, about 1.25% at this hour, about 96 points. NASDAQ down about 0.33%. S&P 500 more than 1% down today. Lowe's and JCPenney reported sharp profit drops for last quarter. Lowe's shares down 2%. Penny's shares down 1.5%. European shares are off 2 and 3%. Asian markets closed lower as well. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Beijing today with a lot of things on her plate. North Korea and climate change and human rights, among others. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Scott Tong joins us now. Scott, we know that Secretary Clinton, we know what she's up to. What about Chinese leaders? What's on their minds?
Protectionism. They are really concerned about the Buy American language that just came out of the American stimulus package. What it does is it freezes out of the U.S. market certain steel exporting countries like China. And China knows what it's doing if it decides to retaliate. That's what the U.S. business community here is worried about, that Beijing will come out and say, you know what, we're not going to buy from Boeing anymore. We're going to buy Airbus. We're going to buy Siemens out of Germany instead of Westinghouse. And the point that they make is, do we really want American industry locked out of China, which is one of the few big economies on the planet that's still growing these days?
And for China, what's the risk of friction here? I mean, it owns billions and billions of dollars in U.S. government bonds right now, correct?
Well, $700 billion or so right now. And advisors to the government say that Chinese officials are going to look Secretary Clinton in the eye and say, we want some guarantee from the U.S. government that our bonds are secure. Because in the future, we're going to think about buying more, and we want some kind of confidence to come out of Washington. On the other hand, fine, if China decides it wants to sell off or put its money elsewhere, the question is where? And right now, there are no other viable places to put it, and Chinese officials say that. I mean, there's a reason currency traders sold off their Australian currency and their Korean currency in this global financial crisis, and they bought American dollars, because that's where the security is right now.
All right. Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai. Scott, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
Listening to the Morning Report for Friday, February 20th, 2009, at marketplace.org. Saab filed for bankruptcy protection today in Sweden. It's also applied to cut itself loose from its owner, General Motors. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
GM threatened to dump its struggling subsidiary unless the Swedish government pumped in some cash, but the government said no way. It can't afford it. Sweden is battling against the steepest downturn in Western Europe. Journalist Harald Garter has spent the morning on Saab's main factory floor. He says many Swedes blame General Motors for the mess.
I think the general opinion is that General Motors has been a bad owner of Saab for many years. not investing enough, but just letting it go down, you know.
Saab now wants to spin itself off from GM and find a buyer. Garter says in this climate that's unlikely. He says if the company closes, 15,000 jobs would be lost and Sweden's industrial pride badly dented. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
There are some big holes in the unemployment insurance safety net. You're probably well aware of that if you work for yourself. Now a group representing independent workers is pushing an idea to keep those people from slipping through in this economic fallout, as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
The self-employed and many contract workers are out of luck if their work dries up. That worries Don Birchman, a freelance writer in Pittsburgh, PA, even though he's found enough work to get by so far.
A month from now, I could have no work. Then there is no unemployment insurance.
He's far from alone, says Sarah Horowitz. She heads the New York-based Freelancers Union, which calls itself a Federation of the Unaffiliated.
A third of the workforce is now working freelance or independently, so we need to update the unemployment system written in the 1930s.
The group wants Congress to create a rainy day fund for those people.
Savings they put away and then have a government match so they could use that money for the downtimes.
Writer Don Birchman says he would definitely rest easier with that kind of plan.
If there was a system set up for freelancers to let them create their own safety net, I would pay into that kind of system.
Many independent workers aren't eligible now because jobless benefits come from taxing employers. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Homeless veterans are the subject of a meeting today at the Veterans Administration in Washington, D.C. The agency says one of every three men living on the street served in the U.S. military. The crumbling economy and the wave of returning vets could make that statistic even worse. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
After a tour in the Navy in the early 90s, Chris Bertrand returned home to Minnesota.
Yeah, it was like I had been gone only 4 years, but it felt like I had been gone 20.
Bertrand had trouble landing a job and ended up living on the street. 15 years ago, there weren't many programs for vets like her, but a social worker found one and got her in.
The program basically saved my life.
Today, Bertrand works in Veterans Affairs in Indiana. She says services for homeless vets are much better than they used to be, but recently her office has seen an increase in calls for help.
Foreclosures, losing their homes, losing their apartments.
Vanessa Williamson at the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans Association says many coming back from combat have transition issues.
And then you combine that with the stagnating economy, the dramatic loss of jobs. I think you're going to see a real flood into the homeless programs.
Congress created 10,000 new housing vouchers for low-income vets last year. But officials at the VA say they may need more when the program is running at full speed. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
For much of the decade, thousands of American troops have been barred from overseas duty because they're mired in debt. The Pentagon is addressing that problem with a financial literacy offensive, but this one's a battle that's far from over. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
This is The Enemy.
If you are active duty or retired military and you need a computer, TV, electronics, furniture, then you need to come visit MilitaryDirect.com.
That's a payday lender ad targeting military personnel. Used to be that short-term loans carried triple-digit interest rates for service members. Congress capped those rates for them. Even so, lenders target service members routinely, says Michael Leonard, a major general in the Marines. He says lenders know a bit about military culture and like service members' steady pay.
The predatory lending industry knows that we are going to require our Marines to pay their legal debts, even if it is probably not a just or a moral debt.
If the debt isn't paid, the service member's security clearance is yanked. The fear is indebted troops could be vulnerable to bribery.
It's kind of the old classic spy movie thing, you know.
That's Holly Petraeus. Yes, she's married to General David Petraeus, who commanded U.S. troops in Iraq. She runs a military hotline at the Better Business Bureau.
If you are really, really hurting for money, sometimes your judgment may not be so good about where you accept money from.
Thousands of troops have lost their clearances because of financial issues. It's only a small percentage of overall U.S. forces, but the Navy's been hard hit. Clearances are essential. You can't deploy on a ship without one. Navy Captain Mark Patton recently headed a task force on financial health.
And so the Navy started looking at it, says, well, this is about 1,500, 1,600 people that aren't getting their clearances, can't do their jobs. What's the root cause?
Well, returning troops have extra cash in their pockets from hazardous duty pay, but not enough to cover the cars and computers they crave, and they don't have a lot of experience with money. Now, all troops have to take personal finance courses. Navy and Marine security clearance revocations have been cut in half since 2004. Still, Patton isn't satisfied.
I think it'll take more than 10 years to really turn the tide on financial health and the way that our sailors look and treat their financial fitness as a core part of their ability to do their job.
Patton knows that predatory lenders will keep doing their jobs. This enemy isn't about to surrender. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And this weekend, check out our personal finance show, Marketplace Money, presenting debt of service, stories of money issues faced by the military, their families, and veterans this weekend. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.